Official opposition health critic France Gelinas said this week there are too many older Ontarians, many with chronic sickness, who cannot get access to suitable health care in Northern Ontario and other parts of the province. Gelinas stood in the legislature to ask why the problem continues in many of the remote and rural parts of Ontario. In Sault Ste. Marie, 10,000 people will lose access to primary care at the end of next month. Some 280 emergency room closures, 1,200 hospital services closures. This is the reality of rural and northern Ontario, said Gelinas. We deserve access to care, Speaker. Why is this government ignoring the crisis in rural and northern Ontario? The question was taken by Stormont Dundas South Glengarry MPP Nolan Quinn, Parliamentary Secretary to the Health Minister, who replied that Ontario has a world-class healthcare system. He said while Ontario is investing billions of dollars into healthcare, the government also understands more can be done. That is why, in Sault Ste. Marie, we have two new primary care units that are going to be going on with $1.1 million. Since 2018, we've registered 12,500 new physicians in Ontario, including the 10% increase in family doctors, said Quinn. He added that the most recent budget has added $540 million to primary care over 3 years to connect 600,000 more Ontario citizens to health care. Gelinas responded that Quinn's answer carries no weight with the residents of Emmvale and Springwater where the request for further medical care has been turned down. In Emmvale, in Springwater, people were hoping to gain access, but the minister said no to their proposal. This means that 80-year-old and 90-year-old Ontarians with multiple chronic diseases do not have access to primary care, said Gelinas. It doesn't have to be that way, Speaker. We have solutions sitting on the minister's desk right now, collecting dust. Will the minister start listening to rural Ontario and fund these proposals right now? Quinn responded that Ontario continues to work toward solving healthcare issues through the Your Health Initiative with improved infrastructure, more health spending and educational supports, as well as highlighting the increase in seats at NOSMU to train more doctors in Northern Ontario.